Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you along for the conversation. We appreciate you joining. Of course, if you ever want to find out more, you can go to stevegruber.com, where you can find the podcast. If you ever miss one, great place for you to be. You can go back and review those podcasts. Of course, you can follow us at stevegruber.com. We encourage you, in fact, to drop us a note. Send us an email, stevegruber.com, the place to do that, plus Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all there for you, and we encourage you to be a participant, not just a passive listener, although we like that, too. Today, we're turning our attention to keeping you healthy and what you should do. Now, my son didn't fall too far from the tree. Just got about 8 stitches over his right eye. I wasn't there to witness it, but apparently he took a header on the playground, much like his sister, who's a little bit older now. So I've had my fair share of running back and forth to the ER, and mostly for myself, but, you know, the family tree is about the same. Joining me is Megan Hole, a nurse practitioner for the Sparrow Urgent Care Fast Care Facilities. Megan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
You know, it's just a matter of time before we see each other in person because, you know, I'll come test the equipment at Sparrow Hospital from time to time. I just want to make sure everything is up to snuff. You know, I'm a guy that wants to make sure it's working right.
Yes, and we like to make sure it's working as well. So
I appreciate that.
We would love to see you, just hopefully not for too badly of an injury.
So it's interesting that, you know, there are different levels of care for Sparrow Hospital. I talk about my son needing stitches, but, you know, you have some different facilities available. You've got, obviously, the full-blown trauma center at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, where if, you know, something serious has happened, a car accident or something serious happened, that's where you go. But you also have different facilities for different levels. Maybe it's just, you got a cough. Tell me about what's available.
Okay, so the two that I'd like to speak about the most today are fast care and urgent care, both of which I work. Fast care is where you're going to want to go for a cough, or a cold that's not getting better, sore throat, urinary tract infection, a rash. We can also do some immunizations, TB tests, sports physicals, pretty basic things that you wouldn't need an X-ray or a procedure for.
Which is good. You know, come to think of that, I'm pretty sure that's where my daughter got her physical to run track this past fall because it's easy. Because the nice thing that I found, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure you can get right online and check in.
You can. We have something called Clockwise. And if you go to sparrowcares.net or even if you look up, you know, urgent cares or fast cares for Sparrow, you can be directed right to where you can sign up and pick an appointment time. And we're usually pretty good about getting you in around that time that you show up. So, yeah, it's very convenient for people.
Well, it works for working people, of course, because, you know, people that are working regular jobs and have to get their kids off to get a physical, not always that convenient. You know, people don't want to take a day off or half a day off just to get their kid a physical when they know the kid's healthy. So that's pretty smart. So that's fast care, coughs, colds, infections, shots, physicals, that sort of thing. What else is there?
Well, we also have urgent care. And urgent care, they can do all those same things, too. They can do the sports physicals and, you know, coughs and colds and things like that. But urgent care is also where you would want to go to if you have an injury and you might need an X-ray. Let's say you hurt your ankle playing basketball or you, like your son, playground, stitches over the eye. They can do that at urgent care as well. We can't do those kinds of things at fast care because we just don't have the equipment, even though the people who are staff there could do it. We just don't have the right equipment. So in that case, we would want you to go to urgent care or fast care, or excuse me, urgent care.
Not understood. Now, having laid all this groundwork, yes, your customer base is about to swell tremendously. And I say that because it's back to school time. So not only will all the kids be in town and summer vacation over, but a really big group of people called Michigan State University students, they all come back to town as well. And, of course, that's a big customer base potentially, right?
It very much is, yes. Students, some of our busiest times of the year when the students come back to town.
So tell me about what they should know, because these are kids, oftentimes, they're a long way from home. So, you know, they're not familiar. I was born at Sparrow Hospital. I had that privilege.
Okay, I'm from here as well.
There you go. And that was just before we had electricity in the southern Michigan area when I was born. But for the kids coming from Michigan State, some may speak the language, some may not. Some may be familiar, many may not. So talking to that large group of people, what would you tell the kids coming to Michigan State?
Oh, this is actually my personal favorite population. I love working with students, especially because they are away from home. They're away from their parents. They're away from their primary care doctors. It's nice for them to know that we can do so many things for them at both the fast care and urgent care when they don't feel well that their own doctor would be able to do. We can swab them for strep tests. We can, you know, check for mono. We can prescribe antibiotics if needed, do immunizations. Some people coming back are going into nursing programs and they need immunizations for their programs. We do have interpretation services, so if they don't speak English, that should not deter them from coming because we can get an interpreter on the line very quickly and help them meet their needs.
So let me ask you this. When you have this, and what is it, 50,000 students from Michigan State, something of that nature, and when they show up in town, obviously the demands on your facilities, whether it's urgent care, fast care, or even the emergency department, I mean, the demands on the facilities go up. But are there things that you see that are unique to this college age group of people that is more unique to them than from the general public?
Yes, I'm really glad that you asked that question. We do. You know, you have a lot of students are still living in the dorms, or they're living in houses or apartments with other people, and so you can catch one thing, you can catch another thing. We see a lot of strep mononucleosis in the winter. We see a lot of influenza. We can sometimes, I haven't seen it personally, but, you know, meningitis is something that is a big issue for the student population. Going back to school, we see a lot of sports-related injuries. They're getting into intramural sports, so we see that type of thing. I always put a plug in that we can do STD testing if needed, because that is something that's important for student health as well as the general health. So those are maybe a little bit more of the things that we see with that population in particular.
Sure. And, you know, because, you know, college kids, of course, yeah, they're cramming in those dorms. So, you know, if something is being passed around, everybody can catch it. And you have a bit of an issue there. All right. If people want to know more about what is available through Spiro Hospital, through your facilities, what do you recommend? Where do they go?
SparrowCare.net, SparrowCare.net. And the other nice thing is a lot of times on our website, we will specifically list what kinds of things you can go to the urgent care or the fast care for. And then, of course, we always remind people, if it's serious chest pain, horrible abdominal pain, you've hit your head, you've had a car accident, as you mentioned before, those are the kinds of things we steer them right over to the emergency room. At any time a provider feels that they need to go to the emergency room, we send them. But you could find a lot of information on our website at sparrowcares.net.
Megan Hull, thank you so much. Nurse practitioner with Sparrow, greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed speaking with you.